from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT in the morning menu, proudly presented by The Market Diner on 2100 Park Street in Syracuse, New York, in the regional market across from Destin, USA, in the home of the Dan Tortora special. I'm very happy to have on the show, first in the morning menu, the commissioner of the American Athletic Conference, and that is Mike Oresko. Mike, how you doing today?
Good morning, Dan. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Mike, first and foremost, I want to get started with Houston and Tom Herman. I had circled this game before the season even started, that this Louisville, in covering the ACC as closely as I do and the American Athletic Conference as closely as I do, this was a game where I really felt like either team could win. I think Tom Herman is understated in what he's done at Houston, and I obviously think that Louisville, under Bobby Petrino with Lamar Jackson and whatnot, it was going to make for a good season and a good game. Now, it obviously leaned on the side of the American Athletic Conference when all was said and done. So bring me into your thoughts on Houston, your thoughts on this game when you're playing a team like this, this late in the season, and just what it says about the conference.
Well, you know, Dan, you said leaned in the direction, and you saw the game, you know, and I mean, it was total destruction. 11 sacks, 19 hurries. Offensively, you know, playmaking all over the place when the game was, I'd never say in doubt, when the game was still a game. You saw what Houston can do on offense, too. And probably some of that, you know, they were saving up. But my point has been, I get very frustrated and angry that our league doesn't get the respect it deserves. This wasn't just Louisville. Houston dominated Oklahoma, and that game could easily have been 40-17 if Houston hadn't tried a kind of a funny play at the goal line on first and goal with only a few minutes left. That game would have been 40-17, and it still ended up a significant, you know, margin. And it was, anybody who watched it knows it was domination. They deserve better from the polls. When you hit, no team in the country has two wins like that, two top five teams, three at the time. In addition, the two quarterbacks, you might argue, are among the most dangerous in college football. They did more than contain both of them. And when you think about it, Oklahoma's gone on to have a good season, but our league is just as good as these other leagues. And Houston deserves much more credit. So does Navy, which beat Houston, as you know. And so does South Florida, and so does Memphis. And Temple's playing as well as any team in the country right now. I could mention a few more of our teams that are doing very well. Tulsa, extremely tough team, rugged team, very difficult to play against. This is a really good league, top to bottom. I'm disappointed with the rankings because I believe we should have had three teams ranked. I also think Houston should be much higher. I think Houston, if Houston were put in the playoff, and you have all these two-loss teams, and they keep talking about the playoff. If Houston were in the playoff, they could win it. Houston, now that they're healthy again, you know, they had lost Tyus Bowser for a good part of the season. He's a tremendous linebacker. You know, you saw them play. And these, again, they, all you heard about before that game was Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, he's a terrific player. He's dynamic. He's great. But you saw what Houston did. And you saw what they did with Baker Mayfield, another great player. And you can imagine what they would do with a lot of teams that don't have those kinds of players. And what Navy did has done this year, and what USF has done. And if you look at comparative scores and strength of schedule, there's no question that our league has separated itself from the other group of four. I don't know whether we'll get a New Year's bid or not, but I love what Ralph Russo tweeted. He said, y'all can yell at me if you want, but I think the team that wins the AAC should be in the Cotton Bowl. We really, you know, we lost that automatic bid several years ago because we had difficulty in the wake of realignment, you know, establishing ourselves. But this league has stood out, and it's got now 18 wins the past 2 years against either P5 or Notre Dame. That's pretty impressive. So anyway, Dan, I mean, that's my case. I could go on and on with all sorts of detail. We've got three lost teams in the top 25. And, you know, we've got a team that lost to an FCS team and has three losses, and it's in the top 25 over Navy, which beat Notre Dame, and which is 8-2 in our league. You know, again, I just look at that and I say, well, I guess if you're a P5 team, you can do that. If you're us, you can't. And I just think it's unfair based on the record that these teams have accomplished. I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, you bring up a good point, and that was something I was going to get to, is the fact that Houston is 9-2, and Oklahoma's 9-2, and Louisville's 9-2. And when you look at these three 9-2 teams, where what connects them all, what bonds them all? Well, Houston beat them both. So
not only beat them both, Dan, beat them soundly.
Right.
Beat them soundly.
And beat them in the top five. So, you know, how do you remedy this? Because I'm in your corner in the sense of I had put this statement out and made this statement after the Houston game. I said, in my opinion, Houston, and I argued this all weekend long, I said, Houston, in my opinion, it's not about, well, who came from this conference and who this, who that. It's about who in that bracket of the college football playoff, if you have four teams, putting teams together where any team can have an opportunity to win. And I said it very clearly that I believe that Houston could stack up against Michigan, against Ohio State, against Clemson. Alabama's had no threat all season, but at least it would be some type – it would be a game. And I said, why would you not want to see a team like Houston, who's defeated teams all the way through, defeated the Florida States and the Louisvilles and the Oklahomas? And my argument was, what else does Tom Herman and Houston have to do to prove that if you threw them in a group of four – that they're at least going to get through one game?
Well, you know, Dan, that's a great point. And you said, what can we do? I think it's what you and the media certainly can do. It's what the public can do. And I think the public's firmly on our side. When I see all the tweets and I see all the social media and I see what people are saying, how could you not watch the game Thursday and come away saying this team could play with anyone in the country? How could you not watch the Oklahoma game and say the same thing? And incidentally, yeah, Alabama would have a challenge from this team because they're quick and fast. Bowser had missed a month or so or more, the linebacker, Tyus Bowser. When you look at he and Steven Taylor, the speed, the athleticism, and then you look at Ed Oliver, what he can do, they would pose huge problems for any of those teams. I mean, Michigan was using a quarterback that used to play at Houston. They talk about strength of conference, and our conference top to bottom is extremely strong. You know, one of the things, Dan, you have to remember is we have to play many more of our games on the road against these P5 teams. And you know, Penn State went out, and they're not anywhere near as strong then. They were not near as strong then as they are now. They went out to Temple, and lost by 7 points, and didn't have Jahad Thomas healthy, didn't have the other running back made such an impression. You'd hate to play them right now. And Memphis went down to Ole Miss, and it was 27-21, I believe, in the fourth quarter. And again, these are games on the road. Memphis beat Ole Miss last year at home. You look at all the teams we play, the top teams. If SMU had not lost its quarterback, it could easily have beaten Baylor that day. They outplayed them. They played great against TCU and then ran out of gas. The quarterback play finally improved to the point where when they played Houston, they had much better offensive capability, and they're not a bad team. You know, they gave USF, one of our best teams, a really good game. Chad Morris has recruited well. There's no disgrace in losing to Navy if you're Houston on the road. Navy's won 15 straight at home, and taking nothing away from Navy, Houston played without five of its absolute best players, Duke Catalan, the two fast linebackers. And that's not to take anything away from Navy, because they are a really fine team, and they defeated Houston. But I don't want to hear that's somehow a bad loss or the others are, because you've got teams again with an FCS loss, and you made a really good point, Dan. What's the strand that unites those three teams? Oklahoma, Louisville, and Houston. You know, the two dominant wins by Houston over both of them, and I think that should count for a lot. And we just got to try to keep making our case. That's really all we can do at this point. It's a system that's very difficult for us. One of the things I've tried to fight is this notion that somehow we play in some kind of parallel universe in college football, and that's just not true. It's not all about the P5. These teams can play. College football is a more egalitarian sport than it's ever been, it's never going to be basketball where you have so many teams coming with, you know, with lesser resources and playing and knocking off those top teams. Never going to be that. But schools like ours absolutely can compete. And we are 20-2 against the group of five over the last 2 years. Where in regular season, we're 10-1 both years. I think that tells you something as well. So, again, strength of schedule, the records of the teams that we've played, the records of the teams that others that we're competing against play, I think there's a good story to tell, and all we can do is tell it and hope that it sinks in.
Absolutely. Speaking here with the commissioner of the American Athletic Conference, Mike Oresko. And Mike, when there's stories that are written about, you know, Louisville is working toward a college football playoff berth, they could knock somebody off. You know, could they take out Clemson? Could Michigan fall out? Could one of these teams fall out? And if, well, there's two different things to say about kind of the same thing. One of them is, if Louisville was on their way in to the college football playoff and Houston defeated them to prevent them that from happening, and they have the same record, does that not put Houston on a track? That's number one. And number two, when teams like Michigan and Clemson lose, they don't fall out of the college football playoff. So kind of two things there. If Houston beats the team that's on their way in, so to speak, do they not put themselves in? And on the other side of it, if a team loses, you know, like Clemson did to Pittsburgh and is still hanging in there, is that a fair case? So I guess those are the two things that kind of lead to the same place.
Well, you know, again, you can look at this a lot of different ways, but I look at a team like Clemson, and they're obviously a very good team, but you saw what Louisville came within a hair of beating them. You saw what happened with Louisville-Houston. You also saw Clemson survive a scare from NC State, missing a 33-yard field goal that would have beaten them. NC State lost to East Carolina, which is clearly one of our struggling teams, you know, this year. You look at Syracuse beating Virginia Tech, and USF won that game handily up at Syracuse, scoring 45 points. You look at Kansas beating Texas, and Memphis scored 45, and probably that day could have scored 70 if they really wanted to against Kansas. And you look at those kinds of comparisons, and I just want people to respect the fact that this is a really good conference. And I think it's a darn shame when people start talking about, well, what could have been with Houston? Well, it should be what could be, because Houston can play with anyone. And I, you know, and by the way, Houston will have a very tough game at Memphis next week. Later this week, actually. I'm sorry. That's going to be a very tough game. Memphis is a very good team. They're playing at home. Houston's coming off that big win. We don't know the precise situation with Ed Oliver, because he did sprain an MCL. I guess he's going to play. Would he be at full strength? That could be a very tough game, and that just shows the strength of our league. So, again, Dan, I can throw a lot of comparisons out, but there's no question I felt, and I'll close with this, I mean, I felt that there's a double standard at work, because if you look at the rankings, you know, when we had these two lost teams that were very strong, we had none of them ranked. And the only time a group of five team seems to get ranked is if it's undefeated or it has one loss. And even then, they don't look at the particular teams that closely and say, okay, what kind of schedule has that team played versus a team that might have two losses in the group of five. Whereas in the group of the P5, you can have three losses, you can have two losses, you can even have four losses. And some of them won't even be necessarily good losses. And you remember last year, Oklahoma ended up in the college football playoff losing to Texas, which was not a very good team last year. And you know, Ohio State managed to get in a couple of years before and won the whole thing after losing to a Virginia Tech team that had a relatively mediocre year. So you can point to all these kinds of situations and say, I just want the same standards applied to our teams. And I understand people will say, well, you know, SMU isn't one of your best teams. Well, they're not, but they're still very good, very competitive. They were playing at home. They had a lot to play for. Houston was banged up at the time. You know, we've seen excuses made for teams, whether it's injuries, whether it's, you saw maybe last year they were talking about a team having to go play in a different time zone and where their body clocks adjusted kind of thing. You know, again, how about giving our teams the benefit of the doubt when they clearly deserve it? That's all I ask. I just like to see some fairness in the system. I do think people are well-intentioned, and I think, you know, there's some preconceived notions probably about P5 versus group of five. I think we separated ourselves, and you have to look at that, and you have to look at it, you know, objectively. And again, we'll just have to hope that people will see this. I think the committee has a real chance to do something because the committee digs down deeper and looks at a lot of different things. You know, polls are polls, and it's hard sometimes. You know, there's a certain protocol to polls, how far you can move up, how far you can move down. But that doesn't apply to the committee, which says they use a clean sheet every week. And so I'll be very anxious to see what they do this week and view what happens. The eye test, you can't watch a game like Thursday and not come away incredibly impressed. You couldn't have watched them play Oklahoma at the beginning of the season and come away incredibly impressed. And they are 9-2. They did win seven other games. And again, lost both games they lost were on the road. They weren't at home. They were banged up. They had people missing. They lost a good to a really, really good team, and they lost to a team that's definitely coming on and just lost by a touchdown to an outstanding USF team the other day. So, again, I just like to see that kind of thing, you know, that kind of opinion take hold, and who knows, we'll see. All we can do is state our case.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, I know that you have a very busy day. I appreciate you for being a part of the show, and I'll definitely have you back on here within the next few days so we can finish our conversation, because I know there's a lot more to be had. But for everything that you said today, I think you're absolutely right. So keep representing the conference the way that you know how to. I know teams like Houston and Navy and Tulsa and all 12 will do their best to state their case. And obviously on my side, you know, I state the facts impartially, and from an impartial eye, this conference needs to get more respect than it deserves from those that can put them in these bowl games in different places. So I'm right there with you on it, and I understand the struggle, and I appreciate you taking some time to talk with me about it.
Well, thanks, Dan. I always appreciate your knowledge and you know, the fair and objective way you look at things. I really appreciate it very much. Also, I wish I did have more time today, and I would be delighted to be on with you later on, because, again, I really appreciate how interested you are, how knowledgeable you are, and I'm not just saying that, you really are. And I appreciate the kind words you said about the conference, and again, sorry I couldn't spend more time today, but hope to talk to you down the road.
That's okay. We'll talk very soon, Mike, and I appreciate it. So have yourself a good day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Dan. Take care. You too. Have a great week, and have a happy Thanksgiving, Dan.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Bye now. Take care.